and you're listening to The Record on KUOW. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeannie Yandel. You've probably seen it by now, that video of airport security dragging a passenger off a United Express flight over the weekend. United had to make room for four crew members on a sold-out flight. They asked for volunteers, and then...
Come on. Better go.
Hey, oh, this is
busted his lip.
Oh, my God. Look at what you did to him.
The CEO of United has defended his staff, and travel writer Harriet Baskis said she was alarmed when she watched that video, but she wasn't exactly surprised.
I've been on planes where people have been taken off planes for all sorts of reasons. I've never seen a big fight like this, but that's what they do, and the airlines have a right to have someone taken off a plane. As it came out that it was, at first we heard that it was because a flight was overbooked, but it really wasn't overbooked. They were just trying to make room for crew members. So I was a little alarmed, but not surprised.
You were a little alarmed, but not surprised. I have to ask, what legal rights do you have once you buy an airline ticket?
So I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all the rules, and I haven't read that contract, all those contracts of carriage that come with our ticket that used to be the paper part that we used to get and now is online. And different airlines, I think, have some different rules. But if they cancel a flight, as long as they get you where you said you were going to go, often they don't have to compensate you. If they overbook and take you off a flight involuntarily, there are some compensation rules, and sometimes they seem pretty generous. But yeah, the rules are kind of mushy and in favor of the airlines.
Is it even legal for airlines to take a seat from you that you've already paid for?
Yes, and I think that's what a lot of us are learning. We don't, when we buy a ticket on an airplane, we're not really buying a seat or that seat on that flight. We're buying really a ticket from here to there, and the airlines actually can have a lot of rights to change your plans.
That inspires a little bit of dread in my stomach that I don't have a lot of control over my own schedule when I buy an airplane ticket. But I do know that each passenger on that United Express flight was offered up to $1,000 in compensation, which usually looks like flight vouchers or free tickets, something like that. They were also offered spots on the next flight out the next day. I do wonder why airlines can't offer more than that. I mean, $1,000 in flight vouchers and a spot on the next flight the next day, that really wouldn't compel me to stand up either, to be honest. I have work, I have a child, there's a lot of other things I have to think about.
Right. I mean, for some people who don't have to, who are more flexible, that, I mean, obviously the people who took it, it was fine. I think that airline or airlines have an upper limit of how much they can offer. And I've been reading that they could have gone up to $1,300, but for some reason didn't. I don't know if an extra $300 would have made a difference to those people. Again, it was the last flight of the weekend. It was a small plane. All those people would have had to stay over and miss whatever they had to do the next day. So yeah, they could have gone higher. I've been next to a gate where I wished I was on the flight, because they were offering $1,000 and like $300 in Amazon gift cards. That was the first time I had heard that, and I thought I would do it.
But you wrote a book called Stuck at the Airport. You like spending time in airports.
That's right. And usually I schedule my time so that I can spend more time at the airport. As much as possible, I try not to make a flight schedule that's so tight that if something goes wrong or if there's weather or a maintenance delay, that it's not going to ruin my plans. And if there's an offer to get bumped, I'm usually the first one up there.
Well, one of the things that happened after the fallout from this story was the CEO of United wrote a public letter, and one of the last lines of the letter was that he thinks United can learn from this. They can learn from this experience. And the thing that he thinks United employees can learn is, quote, "We need to treat our customers and each other with respect and dignity. That's the core of who we are." You're laughing as I say that. Why are you laughing?
Well, to his credit, he's said that before. And that airline has up until now, seemingly been working pretty hard to repair relationships with passengers, passengers in the global sense, that it's needed to do some relationship repair in the past. So they have been, that's been a line he's used before. In this case, there's a lot to learn. Clearly, there's, and again, there's still details we don't know, but there is a lot to learn. And, you know, there's everything from dealing with customers at the gate to how a company deals with a disaster like this, because people were pointing out that it took hours, and they still haven't really talked to the public to tell people what had happened and to apologize or do something else.
Well, there may be some lessons for United here, but what do you think airline passengers should learn from this? I have a ticket. I'm supposed to fly somewhere in June. What should I learn? What's the lesson I should learn from this?
So the lesson you should learn from this is leave wiggle room in your schedule if possible. Don't take the last flight of the weekend on a Sunday night on a small airline to a place where there might be thunderstorms in the summer. So try to leave wiggle room in your schedule. If you can, don't fly those smaller airlines that overbook more so than the larger airlines. And I think it's JetBlue that has a policy of not even overbooking. You want to check in really early for your flight. Sometimes when airlines are overbooked and they have to start bumping people, they'll start bumping from the, you know, last arrived will be the first person bumped. So you can check in 24 hours before your flight. Do that as soon as possible. There's these new basic economy fares that have come out that seem like a good deal, and you don't get your seat assignment until the last minute, till you show up at the airport sometimes. But again, if you don't have a seat, it's kind of like musical chairs. If you're the last one left who doesn't have a seat, you might be the first one to get bumped. And if you're on a plane and an airline crew member asks you to get up and move or leave, you need to cooperate. Because in this post 9/11 world, the federal laws are in favor of the airlines.
It also sounds like I should read the carriage contract rather than just clicking, I have read and accepted the terms of this ticket.
Yeah, it's probably incomprehensible, but it can't hurt.
Harriet Baskis blogs at Stuck at the Airport, and she writes about air travel and airlines for USA Today and NBC News. This is The Record. More in a minute.